Hello, and welcome to Well-Fed Woman Wednesday. I am Coach Christy, and this is Ask Me Anything. Like I said, I'm Coach Christy, and I am a pharmacist. I am also a certified life coach and certified menopause coach and a functional nutritionist. So that is why Corinne kind of asked me to help her with Healthify, and I love the idea that we came together and got this for the membership because I think it was a missing piece. But that being said, hey Lori, hey everyone, I see y'all jumping on and getting in the chat. The chat moves fast, so it's kind of hard for me to keep up with that. But go ahead and start putting your questions in the Q&A so we can get down to it. We're talking about protein this week. And just in case you're a new member here, new to No BS, I'm talking about Healthify. This is something that you won't get in your first 90 days, but that is designed that way. So I want you to focus on the No BS weight loss course right now, and then there's some courses that we roll out in a certain order for you so you can apply Healthify. So you're not missing out on anything. We just want the timing. Hey, from Spain. Yes, and from Spain, all over the world. So we just want the timing to be right for you. We want you to start working on the four basics and stuff like that first, and then roll out Healthify. But if you've been around longer than 90 days and you want to know where's Healthify, where can I find this? It is on the website a couple of places. So it's this month in No BS, so it's going to be on the main page right there at nobswomen.com, or it's going to be under courses and you just scroll down to Healthify. And you'll see it on there, all the videos. And if you keep scrolling down, you'll see the companion guide. You can print that out, you can do it digitally, and you'll also see a QR code and clickable for the podcast. So you can take that on the go with you. All that being said, though, I just kind of wanted to do a little bit of wrap up on last week, which was the foundation of what a well-fed woman is. And that is just the well-fed woman. We're not tracking everything. We're not, this is not like your typical diet from the past. We are learning how to fuel our body in a way that feels best for us. Using not the diet mentality, using the 80-20 rule, where 80% of the time we're going to eat what nourishes our body the best. And then 20% of the time, it's just the rest of life. So know that Healthify is not just going to tell you what to eat. There's some guidelines that will help you along the way. Like today, we're going to talk about some protein, but Healthify is not your eat this, don't eat that. So I wanted to clear that up for sure. And then, kind of what I've been noticing some in Facebook is that a lot of people are like, you know what? I eat healthy. I eat scrambled eggs and toast with fruit. I have a big salad with a ton of veggies and dressing. And then I eat chicken and vegetables for dinner. That is healthy food. But what is sometimes missing is protein. A lot of women undereat protein just because we don't know any better, or we're not being aware of that. So what does that look like, kind of? Well, that meal that I just said, yes, it's healthy, but you're looking at maybe 12 grams of protein with the eggs, and then the salad, unless you're adding a significant source of protein like chicken or something, if you put cheese on it, 5 grams, 6 grams, and then your dinner sounds really good. You're getting the chicken breast and stuff like that. So you're getting your protein, just not at every meal. So I want you to kind of just be aware of that this week. And I want you asking one thing. Every meal, where's the protein? Like where's the beef on the old Wendy's commercials? It just, where's the protein? Because if you just ask yourself that, and look down and say, oh, I need to add this hard-boiled egg, chicken, cottage cheese, blending up that cottage cheese like Corinne does with her salad dressing and putting that on the salad. That's going to get you a little bit more. So don't think that you have to overhaul everything overnight. Because I've also seen women where they're like, oh, I downed a protein shake and I was in the bathroom 5 minutes later. That can happen as well when you get too much protein too quickly. So we're just trying to level things up. Ask yourself, where's the protein? And if you don't see any, let's add just a little bit, okay? And that, like I said, it's an easy swap. And Healthify is all about just leveling up, just 1%. I was talking to Coach MJ earlier this week, and she was like, you know, I fixed myself some sourdough and put chicken on top. And I looked down and I was like, well, I see beige on beige. I need more color. And she sliced up a tomato, less than 2 minutes, put it on there. And that's 100% better because now you have two colors. You're getting that the vitamins from the tomato, and it's just 1% level up. You don't have to, you know, overhaul everything. So, and know that I'm right here alongside of you. You know, yes, I am a no BS woman. I have lost 30 pounds. I'm maintaining that, but I'm also learning how to healthify right along with you. I, for the most part, do it, but there's days that I don't. This is not an all or nothing type thing. That's where 80-20 comes in so many different aspects of our lives. So, all of that being said, I just want you to start looking for protein in every single meal. Easy enough. Just be aware of it and let's start adding a little bit more. All right. And if you want to go ahead in the chat, I see y'all saying good morning and all that, but let's put something in the chat for other people that may be having a little bit harder time. Just say one way that you kind of leveled up your protein this week that's working for you. Because I want people just to try it. And then when we come back next Wednesday, I'm going to see, you know, how does that go? How is leveling up your protein specifically? How is that working for you? So just drop some ideas in the chat so other people can see it. And I'm going to go ahead and start with the questions because they're coming in. Gina, good morning. Would you recommend any supplements to protect bone and muscle loss while taking Ozempic? That is a good question. And we do have to definitely protect our bones as well as our muscle, which that's going to be protein is going to definitely help with that. But specifically on Ozempic or on a GLP-1, I want you definitely what I call prioritizing protein, which means that you're going to get your protein on the plate. And since your hunger is not necessarily, you're getting to enough quicker because you're not eating as much because of the medication most of the time. I want you trying to eat your protein first. That's not to say that you have to change every aspect of how you eat. I'm not saying that, but I want you prioritizing and eating that protein first. And then speak to your doctor. There's a lot of different, you know, if your bone mass is good, that's not necessarily something to worry about. But if you do need a little bit of help in that department, they may recommend, you know, some calcium and stuff like that. It just depends. And even there's some new literature now with what they're calling junk therapy. And that is just where we are doing certain exercises where you jump and you land, and it actually causes our bones to just kind of get a little tweaked. And then when they do build back, they build back stronger. So that may be something that you want to look into. Definitely talk to your doctor before all that, because I don't want you doing that if you already have like osteoporosis or osteopenia. So go back to your doctor on that. But protein is going to be your best friend, even for your bone and muscles as well. Good question. Anonymous, how much protein do we actually need? There's so many differing amounts. Thanks. Another good question. And just so you know, there was a lot of good protein questions last week. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and take a listen to that one as well. But as far as how much protein you actually need, I mean, I'm wanting you to level it up. So start wherever you are. I would love to see you getting anywhere to 80 to 100 grams if you need a gram to say that. But right now, we're just going to go with the palm size amount and the thickness at three meals, your main three meals, and then start leveling up from there. So you can slowly but surely get up in that probably 80 to 100 gram range. And if you like, I've had people come back and be like, Christy, that is so much food. Really? 100 grams of protein. I know we don't count calories, but just for the sake of a calorie being a unit of energy, that is 100 grams is 400 calories. So it's not, when we logically think this through, 400 calories most of the time is doable. So I want you to kind of trying just to level it up with Greek yogurt, with cottage cheese, with something like that, with more meat. I mean, meat is protein, and then there's all plant sources as well. Just trying to bump it up and bump it up slowly where it's doable for you. Lisa, why do I not have any sound? My volume is turned up. Oh, I'm not sure. You may, is everyone else, can y'all hear me okay? Give me an emoji. I think that's fine. Just double check your audio settings, Lisa. Okay, because other people can hear. So that is good. Marsha, do we have any thoughts about the use of products that are low calorie, low net carbs, but are also high fiber and high protein? Things like Hero brand bread, carb diem pasta, carb balanced tortillas. Some of these claim to have really high fiber content in spite of what traditional mathematical values of calorie and carbs and protein would calculate. I think if you like them, like I personally still use I think it's carb balance tortillas because I like them. I like the way they taste. I like the texture of them. And if you like them, I don't see anything wrong with them being low carb in that respect. A lot of the times, what happens is when you add fiber, it kind of offsets carbs at times. So I don't know, back in the day when I was counting carbs and all that, you could subtract the fiber from it to get the net carb amount. But it's just the way that our bodies process carbohydrates and the presence of fiber, that kind of the where they got the net carb amount. But I don't see anything wrong with any of that type stuff. Now, if you're thinking of that as a way to restrict carbs, that's a different thing. But if your body does well with those and you like the way they taste and all that, I don't see anything wrong with going with the lower carb version. Like I said, I have my favorite tortilla is a low carb tortilla just because I like the way that it tastes and everything like that. Anonymous, I would like some clarification on whether fruits and vegetables are carbs. Good question. There are Most fruits and vegetables are carbs, just the way that our body processes them. That doesn't make them good, bad, anything like that. But there's some like beans, like that can be in different categories. Beans can be a protein, beans can be a carb. I don't want you getting hung up on what exactly every food is. If you eat a variety of food, like those three colors on your plate, you're doing what well-fed women do. So fruits are gonna be a little bit, I mean, it's fructose. That's what's in fruits. Glucose is just regular table sugar. That's what our brain runs on. So as far as that goes, try out fruits and see how they do in your body. Try out different vegetables because every fruit and vegetable does have a different kind of amount of carbohydrates or the way that they affect our insulin and blood sugar. And that's just something you're going to have to experiment with. Okay, but good question. Paula, I despise cottage cheese. Any suggestion on substitutes for it? Okay, so I love cottage cheese. I think it was because my mom, truthfully, it was probably dieting back in the 80s and she ate cottage cheese because probably Weight Watchers or something like that. But I actually like cottage cheese. I get the protein brand. You don't like it, so I don't want you trying to eat it because if it doesn't work for you, this is not about. Someone asked, what are the three colors? You'll get to that. I kind of skipped ahead. Sorry. I would love to see three colors, three different colors on your plate. Simple as that. But Paula, if you don't like cottage cheese, that's perfectly fine. If you like Greek yogurt is another great substitute that has a fair amount of protein in it. And then, like, I would say, what are you using cottage cheese for? If you can mix cottage cheese in. I do it in our just like our box macaroni and cheese. We do this protein macaroni and cheese. I think it's Kroger brand. And I actually mix cottage cheese in there. It melts. It makes it very creamy. So maybe try that. If you're like, I just can't get over that, then don't worry about it. Greek yogurt is a great one. One of my favorite swaps is actually plain Greek yogurt for sour cream. I did this probably a year and a half ago with my family and tacos and all that. And I actually put that in, even when I'm making a casserole, like chicken casserole with pasta. And if it calls for sour cream, or sometimes even if it calls for milk or whatever, I put plain Greek yogurt. Make sure it's plain. I did it in vanilla one time. Doesn't taste good. Just note to self. I kind of messed that one up. But no, so give that a try. And then if you're just trying for protein sources, I love Chomps, those little meat, I call them MJ meat sticks, like the ones from Costco. That's a good pro. Other cheeses are a good protein source. So just kind of, I don't want you eating something that you don't like, but just try to get a little bit more protein and maybe Greek yogurt. And someone said they make dips for veggies with plain Greek yogurt. Yes, I love that as well. Diane, in the lesson, sorry, I don't remember which one, I heard Corinne say a couple of times that everything we eat is one of either a protein, carb, or fat. But I didn't think that was true. Can't a single food fall into multiple categories, like meat being a protein and fat, for example? Yes. And that's just like what I was saying with beans. Beans can be in your protein, beans can be in your carb, but I think what she meant is that it's going to fall in at least one category. But I don't get tripped up too much. Like right now, we're just going to concentrate on the protein portion and kind of getting protein on our plate for every single meal. And then, like if I eat tacos and I'm having the ground beef and the beans, rice, and salsa. Well, maybe the ground beef, I'm like, oh, that's a good bit of protein, and I'm counting my beans as a carb there. I mean, we're not going to get so strict as, you have to categorize every little thing, but you are right. A single food can fall into multiple categories. So, hope that explains it all. Chris, what is the general recommendation on fish? The lingering thought in my head is to be aware of mercury levels. When I step into my third serving of fish a week, I start to worry, but it might not be necessary. Okay. So, fish is a great source of not only fat, but protein. But there are some fish that are higher in mercury. So, I get that. The higher order fish is what they call. So the fish that are bigger, that are eating the smaller fish, that have eaten smaller fish. And so the mercury kind of can start getting higher in those fish. But I think a lot of fishing and a lot of stuff nowadays, you'll even read on some of them that they're mercury free, or I don't know if they remove that or if they're somehow, getting better at taking it out. I'm not certain on that process, but I wouldn't worry too much about the mercury level, even if you're eating fish 3 times a week, because it's just a lot of the fish nowadays are farm raised. They're not necessarily swimming out in the ocean. And so they're not free eating on other fish like that. If that is something that you're worried about, you could check for that. But that, I mean, I would say not to worry too much about that because salmon is a great choice of fish when it comes to that. Tuna is the one probably more people have seen on the label mercury free. So just give a check and see how that goes, okay? I wouldn't worry too much about it. Cheryl, started Wegovy last Thursday and feeling great. I take both whey protein and a vital collagen daily. Should I limit servings to one of each a day? Another good question. I think that, like I said, I would love to see you get your protein and all that from the food that you eat, but that's not always possible, especially when you're on like Wegovy or a GLP-1 and you're just not eating as much. So I think there's nothing wrong with supplementing with whey protein drinks shakes or collagen. Collagen is a little bit different when it comes to, it's not what we call a complete protein, but get it in because it's great for your skin, hair, nails, all of that, joints. The naked protein. That is on our website. If you go down to favorite things, you'll see the naked whey. It's one of Coach MJ's favorite. And they also make naked pea and naked rice if you are, don't want to do the lactose. I would say one a day would be plenty unless you're just unable to get any other food down. And then I want you speaking to your doctor because when you're on a GLP-1, we don't want hunger to go away completely and we want you to be able to eat food. But I would just say, one protein shake with collagen in it or separate, I think that's a great way to supplement while you're on your GLP-1. Packed. Since the spring, planning meals around protein has helped me to start planning daily and giving me more energy. Oh, there's a to tofu has become a staple in our home. One fifth of the package has 14 grams of protein. After heating it in the microwave and then adding a little sodium, low sodium salsa, it's delicious. Yes, I think that some, I think she was just, I don't see a question there, but that is a great way of getting a protein in that sometimes people don't think about, but tofu is soybean. So that is another great plant source of protein. And there's a ton of different ways you can fix tofu, and tofu in the air fryer is great. Yes, I used to cut it up and I think I rolled it in cornstarch and it makes it a little bit, just pan seared it in a little bit of oil. And that really is good. You can soak it in like chicken bone broth or beef bone broth overnight and it gives it that flavor. But yeah, tofu is a great plant source protein. So thank you for sharing that. Mary, healthify question. I tend to drink protein shakes 1 to 2 times a day. The protein approach seems to recommend eating protein versus shakes. I would imagine to fill us more. Okay, well, that I kind of just talked about that before. It's not that one is bad or one is good necessarily. I just think that when we're talking about getting protein in from actual food sources, it's not just straight protein. Some protein shakes like are just whey. Whereas if you're eating chicken, if you're eating tofu, if you're eating edamame, there's other nutrients and vitamins that go along with that that do our bodies well. And that's why I'm saying, to try to get it in. It's perfectly fine to supplement with shakes, but try to get some of it in as well with food because there's more than just straight protein. You're getting some vitamins, minerals, micronutrients, stuff like that. All right. Celia, I'm a member but haven't been active for a while. Where can I hear about Healthify? Okay, yes, you're gonna go to nobswomen.com. And then you are gonna scroll down and well, on the very front page, it is this month in No BS, that's Healthify. Or you can find it under courses and scroll down and click Healthify. And you will find it there. And you just press play on the first lesson, and that's all you gotta do. You don't have to, there's no prior knowledge that you need to do. You just need to press play. You can print out your companion guide that's on the same page is that just scroll down and you can use the QR code to do the podcast so you can take it with you. Good question. Joan, can you talk about protein shakes and whether they are a healthy source of protein? So, protein shakes is the question of the day. I do think they are a healthy source of protein. I think you need to look at them and see how they do your body. You could go and it could be a perfectly healthy shake and then I've done this before. I drank it and then it upset my stomach because the lactose portion, I'm not lactose intolerant, but I'm just not as great with that. So there's many, many different types. Find out which one works the best for you. I'm sure that if you go to the Facebook group and just search protein shakes, there's a ton. Like I said, on the favorite things, there's Naked Whey is one of Coach MJ's favorite. And it's the same brand. That is a great brand. The same brand is naked pea and naked rice. So both of those are good protein sources as well. And then there's clear protein, which is whey most of the time. It's just kind of processed differently. So it mixes with water. And for me, I find it a little bit easier and a little less filling. So that's something that you may want to check out as well. And I'm sure in the chat that people will let you know which protein shake is their favorite as well. Susie, are smoothies really good for you? I hear they aren't good for us because we don't chew the items and the fiber is better if we chew instead of drink the fruit and veggies. This is another question that people are kind of 50-50 on. It's kind of a hard question to answer because does it change when you blend it up? Well, our bodies do react a little bit differently if it's already blended up versus us having to chew it. Just because when you blend it and you drink it, it's like available immediately, as opposed to when you eat it and you chew it up, and then our guts have to kind of digest it and process it differently. Is one good or bad? Not necessarily. What I want you to do is, drink a smoothie and see how you feel about 30 to 45 minutes later, versus if you were to eat maybe you put blueberries and a banana in your smoothie, something that just experiment and try it both ways and see which way that your body works the best. For me, I eat a little NOCA smoothie almost every day, and it has different things in it, like avocados, sweet potatoes. The different ones have different things in it. I don't notice a huge difference for me in eating a banana versus blending a banana, but some people do, and that's because we're all different. We all process things differently. But give a try and see. Drink it for a week and then eat it for a week and see which way that works for you. Kim, am I wrong for not concerning myself with fruits? I eat a banana, berries, and grapes every day. Should I cut down? I remember Weight Watchers used to say a banana was two servings of fruit. Yes, the Weight Watchers mentality, it has confused everybody. But I don't know if you're to the portion of Healthify yet or not, but Corinne says, no one has gotten overweight over eating too many bananas. And I do believe that. Bananas are what we call a higher glycemic index food, meaning that they kind of raise our blood sugar higher than some of the other fruits. But that's not bad because it just does what it does, and that's how you have to see what works in your body. But bananas, berries, and grapes, I don't see anything wrong with that. Berries are going to not raise your blood sugar as much just because of one thing. They're higher in fiber. That's it. So if I do like to mention to wash your fruit and try to eat the skin as well, like an apple, or even a peach or something like that, because the fiber is in the skin. So, but if you don't like it, don't eat it. You don't have to eat the skin, but that is kind of where the fiber lives in a lot of different fruits. So I don't see anything wrong with eating berries and bananas and grapes. See how it does for you. And maybe you can experiment and try not eating the banana and see if you notice any difference, or not eating the grapes and see if you notice any difference. But overall, I don't see a problem with eating any type of fruit. All right. Michelle, I'm on plant-based program. I've been trying combining beans and rice as a protein. Any more suggestions? Okay, that is great. And I think a lot of our members are plant-based, and there is plenty of protein out there. Like edamame is a great. We mentioned tofu from before. There are different protein supplements that are, like the rice and the pea that I mentioned. But there are now that it has come a long way. Now there are plenty plant-based proteins that you can definitely get your protein in. I think rice and beans, I think that is a great example of, I would love to see maybe one more thing thrown in there. I used to always eat rice, beans, and salsa. I probably wore that meal out more than anything, but it worked very well in my body. But give, Michelle, you, I don't know if you like tofu. That is a definite, good source of protein. Give that a try and see. All right. Anonymous, what's a good substitute for salmon to get the good fats that come from salmon? I'm trying to think. So those are going to be, there's other fish that have stuff in there. Those are your omega fats. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. But I, because I personally, I do take a supplement. I take a fish oil supplement just because I've been taking that forever, actually, because I have dry eyes and that helps with that. But you can, I would Google, or maybe I'll drop in the Facebook group just additional sources like of those good fats for salmon. I know nuts are another good fat source as far as that goes, but I can't think of a fish per se that sardines. Okay. Yeah. Fatty fish, mackerel, tuna. Okay. There we go. My brain was just not wanting to pull that up. Flaxseed is another great one. I used to take flaxseed oil. Now I've bumped it to krill oil. Just, I think that was what was on sale, truthfully. But so those are great. Mackerel, sardines, tuna, stuff like that. If you don't like fish at all, you can look into like adding flaxseed. The only thing about flaxseed is I would blend it first because it passes straight through. If you don't chew it up, it kind of just kind of like corn, unfortunately, it can just pass on through and you're not getting the benefits. Someone said they've actually found cod has higher omega fish as well. Avocados, that's a great, and chia seeds too. Chia seeds, I used to sprinkle chia seeds on almost all my stuff and all my kids' stuff. You can, they were, I put them in pancakes and everything else. They loved them. Let's see. Are protein powders considered to be processed foods? Well, they have to be, the whey is processed because it's essentially dried out. But as far as like processed, meaning that they add additional stuff in it, they do because they add like, so it doesn't cake up and stuff like that. But I don't think that protein powders, I mean, do your research on and get a reputable brand. But I don't think protein powders are necessarily bad because they're processed. So don't worry about that. If you're getting a reputable brand, it's going to be fine. Now, there are protein that have, sometimes they're a little cheaper and more affordable, but they've got additives in there that we don't necessarily want to be consuming on a daily basis. So do check your brand and make sure that it is a reputable brand. Anonymous, my doctor wants me to eat the Mediterranean diet whey for health reasons since it limits fish, chicken, meat, dairy, and eggs and is plant-based. What is a good way to get protein? Okay, the Mediterranean diet, I believe you, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, I'm believing that you can eat some seafood, stuff like that. So that is a whey fish, I believe. I followed the Mediterranean diet. My husband wanted to for heart health for a while. And I believe that, or maybe we just put fish on there, but no, I think that fish is definitely going to get your protein. And also fish, beans, lentils, all that type stuff are a great way to get your protein in on the Mediterranean diet. Don't forget the lentils. I never knew about them until I was adult because that was just something that my mom didn't cook. Lentils are a great, great, great source of protein. And it's just a lot of like fresh food. If you think the Mediterranean in and around that it came from the fact that that's what those people were eating. So just, take a look at it if that's something that you want to move forward on. And you could even Google like Mediterranean diet good proteins and it will come up with something. And there's a way to get it in because there's a probably over a million people that naturally eat the Mediterranean diet and they're getting their protein in. So Good question, though. Okay, Lee, please talk about soy concerns for women who I've heard about in the past. I'm just going to guess that you're talking about soy affecting hormone levels and stuff like that. Yes, soy can, a lot of the hormones when you eat soy as well, you can kind of, they say that it can mess it up, but they are talking about a fair amount of soy. Okay, so a lot of the hormones that we use that are bioidentical and all that, they actually have, they're soy based. So I wouldn't worry too much about it unless you're just consuming so much soy a day, like a half a gallon of soy milk and edamame and all of that. If you're following the hand method and getting the palm size of protein, whatever that is, a day, I don't have any concerns about you getting too much soy. Good question though. Amy, can I take fish oil supplement instead of eating fish? I don't like any seafood. I think that that is perfectly fine. I think that there is heart health benefits of fish oil, of whether you eat it or if you supplement it. I will say, take your fish oil with fat, with your fattiest meal is what they'll say, because it is absorbed best with fat, because it's an oil and it's going to mix in your stomach with the fat, and that's how you're going to absorb it the best. So, good question. Mary, which fish supplement? I have dry eyes too. I didn't know it helps. So, yes, I take krill oil. It's like the I forget exactly, mega krill or something like that is called. I should know better, but you can take even any type of fish oil. Sometimes it just says fish oil, or even flaxseed oil. I had a lot of people that, for whatever reason, they didn't even want to take it. Some, they've gotten a lot better with the fish oil. It doesn't smell like fish and taste like fish anymore. But just a way to get those omegas in, and that's perfectly fine. And yes, it has helped a little bit with dry eye. It's not like the cure or anything, but I do notice a difference. So give that a try as well. All right. That was, oh, good. Okay. The one that Amanda just said, the one that doesn't give you fish burps. Yes, sometimes the old school fish oil, you would take it and then it would be with you for a fair amount of the day. If you burped up, it tasted like fish. So that's, they've gotten a lot better with the formulations of that. So you don't have to deal with those nasty fish burps anymore. Nordic Naturals is very reliable. Yeah, that's a great one. And then some of them actually are suspended in like a lemon oil. So it, if you do burp, it's like not fish, it may be a little bit of lemon. So they've come a long way with that. And you can look on them. I think some of them say burpless. That's a good one. Do check your brands though, because we want to be getting reputable brands, not just someone that's $4.99 on Amazon. Okay. Check that out. And if you have questions about certain brands, you can always put that in Facebook too. And people will let you know, or I'll let you know. Okay. Marilyn, I've started drinking Rebel plant protein in the morning. It has 20 grams of protein, but no fiber. What can I add? I don't do whey or dairy. Thanks. Okay. So, fiber is going to come in with your vegetables mainly, even beans. Beans are like the go everywhere, do everything type of thing. It's the fiber, it's the protein, it's the carbs. But you can, I mean, if you want to supplement fiber, you can just mix that right in with your protein drinks. But if you're eating, like we said, the Healthify, and you're getting a fistful of vegetables, or some people even do two fistfuls of vegetables, that's gonna, you're be gonna be getting your fiber in throughout the day. So I wouldn't worry as much about that. But if you do want to supplement, I think last week I even mentioned it, I like Benefiber. And a lot of, I mean, Metamucil is still a great fiber supplement. So just watch though, because sometimes you don't want to increase fiber too quickly. Psyllium husk, yes, that's what Cynthia said. Because if you do it too quickly, you can get some GI side effects, and that is not always pleasant. So just kind of level it up. All right, Anonymous. I know that you have talked in the past about having 12-hour shifts, challenging with little kiddos. In general, what tips can you give us having challenges of being needed pretty much all the time with little kiddos? Nutrition and otherwise, especially if we don't have a lot of outside support to help. Thanks. Okay. What saved me was truthfully meal prepping and or just like that. And meal prepping can look like you cooking everything. Meal prep can look like you getting a rotisserie chicken and just fixing what you're gonna, taking a chicken leg and taking some rice and taking some broccoli or whatever it is. But I think taking the time to actually set yourself up to eat healthier is going to be key because your time is going to be spent a good bit of taking care of your kids. And when you work 12-hour shifts, I used to have to bring my lunch and my dinner because I was there from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I would eat breakfast before and then I would eat lunch and dinner at work. I had to just prepare myself, whether it be knowing that I was going to go to the deli and get, some wraps and chicken and cheese and make my own thing, or if it was bringing my own. But the 2 hours or hour that you can take on Sunday, me personally, I just do it Sunday, was well worth knowing that I had my meals for the next 3 or 4 days. So I was taking that chunk of time then to prepare it. And then I didn't have to worry the next 4 days. Well, what's for dinner? Well, am I going to have to cook them something and then me something? And you can healthify dinner no matter what. So say they wanted chicken nuggets, fries, and a fruit cup. Okay, we're going to roll with that. What you could add to that just a little bit is maybe a side salad. Maybe you don't eat, maybe you add a hard-boiled egg to add more protein or something like that. So it's just kind of looking at what's doable for you and going with it and not judging yourself, of course, when life kind of gets busy. But I think planning ahead, that's why the 24-hour plan is part of the four basics, because we just want to think before we eat, whatever that looks like for you. And you're in a time where life is a little busy. Life is, of taking care of kiddos, not just you. So take that little chunk of time to take care of yourself. That is self-care. And just kind of set yourself up for 3 to 4 days and see if that makes things a little bit easier. Great question, though. Sue, what about supplements for appetite suppressants, fat burning, or fat blockers? Are there any that have good benefits, or are they just a waste of money? Well, some of the appetite suppressants really do suppress your appetite, but they also have other side effects as well. So you have to kind of look at it as a whole. I don't love appetite suppressants without a doctor being involved, just because they can sometimes increase blood pressure and stuff like that. So the fat burning or fat blockers, a lot of the times what those are just carb blockers. They're not necessarily always fat blockers because if you eat fat, it's kind of hard to block that. Your body's going to start processing as soon as it hits your stomach and stuff like that. I personally would like you to kind of just be more aware of what you're eating in the first place and not have to necessarily block anything. Because being a well-fed woman is we're going to think before we put it on our plate and we're going to think before we eat it. And then we're just going to see how it feels in our body. Have I seen fat? I think I've taken a fat blocker or a carb blocker before a long time ago. I personally didn't see too many results. I think pretty much the result was I got headaches a good bit. And maybe that was because of my blood sugar. I'm not really certain, but I would like to see you kind of being more aware of what you're eating in the first place, as opposed to spending money on that. But again, it's your choice and you can see what works best. And See what it's like. But I would say do talk to your doctor before you start some of this stuff, because even though it's over the counter and you can get it off of Amazon, some of this stuff really is, it kind of makes our gets our body in a heightened state, and sometimes it can increase your blood pressure, and some can make you feel dizzy and stuff like that. So just double check with that. Alija said, yes, soy and hormones. I'm postmenopausal. Yeah, and like I said, there's information out there. I'm not saying that it was all like scare tactic. I'm just saying that you have to eat a good bit of soy for that to take place. So, can I discuss saffron for anhedonia related to GLP-1 use? I don't know as much about that. I have just seen a little bit about that. So I feel free, Melanie, if you want to put that and ask coaches and tag me, I will do a little bit more research for you. I don't mind doing that for you. All right, Sue. I love casserole soups and chili. How can I gauge my healthify plate portion? What about oatmeal? Thanks. All right, so. Oh, someone's. Oh, I'm not sure. Okay. As far as casseroles go and soups and chilies and all that, I think someone asked last week about paella, and it's the same. I'm just going to say enjoy it. If you know that there's beans and maybe some ground beef or whatever in the chili, and maybe there's tomatoes and stuff like that, go with it. You don't have to necessarily pick things out. You don't have to not eat certain things because it's mixed in. That is just one of those things that you're going to enjoy it and know that it has a little mixture of everything in there. And then if you notice, hey, that chili didn't have beans or, a lot of meat in it. Okay, well, what can you do to kind of get your protein up a little bit? That may look like a hard-boiled egg. Or maybe it looks like adding chicken in with your chili, making chicken chili. Or maybe it looks like having a side salad with bacon bits and chicken on it or something like that. You can always just level things up a little bit if you think you need it. But most of the time, casseroles and soups and stews and stuff like that have a good combination of proteins, carbs, fats. That's just what makes the kind of the casserole together. Like, say you have a chicken casserole, you're gonna have chicken, sometimes noodles or rice, and then it's gonna have something to hold it together that normally has some type of fat in it, or it has butter or sour cream, or like I said, Greek yogurt, something like that. And so it's going to have a great mixture most of the time. So I don't want you to worry about that. What about oatmeal, oat milk, and oatmeal? Those, I'm not sure about the question, but oatmeal is a great carb. As far as oatmeal milk goes, I think that that's a great alternative. I personally drink Fairlife milk or almond milk. It's just what works best in your body, but I don't see a problem with any of those. Someone said, in my experience, most weight loss supplements are a waste of money. There are a good bit of weight loss supplements that make a lot of claims that aren't necessarily 100% true. The weight loss industry is a $1 billion industry, and everyone has their own, as we all well know, they have their own diets, and then they want to sell some certain supplements with those. And that's why it is so important to make sure that you're kind of vetting your supplements and making sure. Corinne loves the Thorne brand, which is a great brand of supplements. It's like pharmaceutical grade. And yes, it's a little bit more expensive, but you know what you're getting. You know that there it's been tested. You know that from bottle to bottle, it's going to be the same thing. So that is money well spent on getting a reputable brand. But let's see what else. I have another question. When I look at protein bars, I develop a habit of making sure there's more protein than carbs. It's a habit I picked up from my husband who was managing macros. When is managing this level of macro balance helpful versus overcomplicated? Good question, because I think that unfortunately, our FDA has allowed certain foods to be labeled healthy and protein and all different types of stuff just because they have a certain amount added in. So it's not necessarily a great protein source, even though it says added protein or whatever like that. I don't think there's anything wrong with a protein bar that has protein and carbs in it. I think that if you're going for a straight protein source, there is kind of a rule of thumb that I like to say is the amount, like real food is going to get you the protein that you like a chicken breast. We know that it's mainly protein, but when you go to a protein bar, it's going to have added stuff. Like they will add fiber into it. They're going to add stuff to make it taste good. They may add oatmeal, to hold it together, honey, stuff like that. Yes, all of those are technically carbs. Is there anything wrong with that? No, but I want you kind of, if you're going to look at a protein bar, I would love for it to be like 10 grams of protein and like 100 calories. If you can, it's like the 10 times rule. And don't get hung up on this because this is not something that it definitely has to be. But that you can really count that as a protein source in and of itself. And that's just like from a nutrition standpoint, like okay, my favorite, the Chomps. I think it is literally that 10 grams of protein and it's 100 calories. So you know that that right there is almost straight protein. Whereas if you're getting a protein bar, it's calling itself a protein bar and it's 5 grams of protein and it's 220 calories. Well, that's not just straight protein. That's definitely got some stuff added to it. That's not necessarily bad. Like, because if you're, say, you're going to work out or whatever, we need those carbs. We're not cutting anything here. This is not like, oh, we just protein and we can't have carbs along with it. No, we are wanting them. They all belong on a well-fed woman's plate. So it's not that, we're trying to restrict or anything like that. And I don't get that from your question. I'm just saying that kind of watch and see how much protein is actually in that protein bar versus, what else is in it. Is it because it can say no added sugar. Well, they didn't add sugar, but there's natural sugar within it. That's not bad, but you may want to kind of check and see how much that is. Cynthia says her husband makes homemade beef jerky. And she likes knowing what goes into that, the lower sodium. Definitely. I mean, that is something, and that's not to say you have to make your own beef jerky, but when you go and you look at it, take a look and see what all's in it. Flip it around. Don't get obsessed, but just see what's in it. That's a great way when you're, especially when you're new to kind of adding some different protein sources, that's a great way to experiment and see. Hey, I add this protein bar and it had 10 grams of protein and, some added additional fiber and some honey and stuff like that. And just note that to see how it works in your body. Simple way. And especially this week, we're just getting aware and kind of realizing how we can add protein, as well as like the one thing that I want you to track, like I said from last week, is how you feel. So eat that granola bar and see how it makes you feel an hour, 2 hours later. And that is the big experiment that rather than reading every single ingredient, because your body is going to tell you how you respond to that stuff, not just the what's in it, or not just the package. Will there be a Healthify mini group similar to NJ Start? That is a great question, Mary, that I don't know the answer to. I would love to do that, but I'm not certain what is going to go on as far as that goes. I do know that if we do something like that, we will definitely make you all aware of it. For now, I just want you, going to the website and starting. And it sounds like a lot of y'all have gotten started. And even on Facebook, I saw just this morning that people were posting, oh, I started adding additional protein for my breakfast and I've already noticed that I feel better. I noticed that at 3 p.m., I wasn't as tired. I didn't have to take a nap. That's the power of protein. If there is something that will prove it to yourself, just start adding a little bit more protein. Again, we're going to go palm size amount and thickness at every meal. And we're going to ask if we look down and see a beautiful salad, all the colors, but there's no protein. We're going to go grab some protein, whether it's a hard boiled egg, whether it's chicken, whether it is cut up lunch meat, something to get that protein in there. And the blended cottage cheese with the dressing, putting that on top, and just see how you feel an hour to 2 hours later. See if it doesn't last you longer. All of this is just kind of getting to know your body and being aware of, hey, I may need to add a little bit of extra protein. So, all of that, I don't see any more questions. So, I'm hoping that I answered them all. Next week, we are taking on carbs and fat. So, be ready. Go ahead and you can take Healthify at your own pace. That's not to say, but I'm doing Well-Fed Woman Wednesday for this month. So, I'm going to kind of get through it for everyone, and then you can even go back and listen to this at your own pace. But next week is carbs and fat, and bring all of those questions because I know that I used to be low carb. I'm no longer scared of carbs. I eat carbs with every meal, they don't scare me. I am going to talk about how carbs are a little bit different. Not all carbs are the same, as you will find out in Healthify. If you have any questions in the meantime, hit me up and ask coaches. You can tag me, save them, put it in Facebook, bring them next Wednesday. We will get to all of them, and we are going to not be fearful of carbs or fat anymore. We're going to slowly show ourselves that there's nothing to fear. I did have one-on-one coaching. I have filled up all 10 of those slots. But if that is something that you're interested in, you can email in to MJ. You can, and we will see what we can do. I can't promise anything because I did have those 10 slots that filled up pretty quickly, but we may can put you on a wait list of some sort, or MJ is our private coaching concierge. She always has an answer to everything. So if private coaching is something that you're interested in, I want you emailing her definitely, because we want to do Healthify in the way that best serves you. But I have thoroughly enjoyed this time with y'all. Post in Facebook if you get a chance, just how you're doing, what you've noticed, because I think that it's a great way for people to see, hey, I'm not alone in this. I thought this would work, and then I realized this didn't. I love seeing everything on Facebook. I'm there probably at least 2 times a day. But there are other women that want to see other women succeeding, that want to see what's working. So share your story. And you don't know, sometimes sharing your story about that type of stuff can actually help someone else see that, you know what? I'm actually going to try that. I'm going to do that. And you can get account if you want accountability during Healthify. One, you can ask coaches is a perfect place for me. You can tag me there. I will be your accountability partner. It's no problem. Or tag any of the other coaches. We are always there for you and ask coaches. But you can also probably find accountability in Facebook. Yes, Jean, the hour did fly by. I feel like I need some water. But no, I'm not used to talking quite this much. But yeah, if you want accountability for Healthify, post it in the Facebook group, and maybe we can, get together and do some stuff like that. But know that you're not alone, that we are all healthifying together. We are all, becoming well-fed women. And I am right here for you. And go ahead and start adding protein to each meal so you can see what that feels like, because next Wednesday, I'm going to kind of recap about that, and then we are going to get into carbs and fat. Until then, hit me up and ask coaches, and like I said, in Facebook, and I hope y'all have a great rest of your week, and I will see y'all next Wednesday. Again, carbs and fat. Be ready for it, and we will go ahead and start asking and answering those questions. Y'all take care. Good seeing you. Bye-bye.